Well, what if this is George G and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Seth Brickman. Seth, are you ready to do this?
I am ready. I'm excited, George. It's so good to be here. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, super excited to have you on. Let's go. Seth is the CEO of QCash Financial, an organization helping credit unions say yes to more members through life event, specialty, and financial first responder loans. Seth, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Absolutely. So, you know, from a personal perspective, you know, I am one of those who believe that I'm here for something that is other than myself. Now, of course, it took me a while to get to that place, but I do believe that, you know, what I can do with the skill sets I have been given should be certainly to help people. And that's what excited me about the opportunity to take over QCash. I took over QCash March of 2021. QCash is an amazing company. We're a CUSO, which means Credit Union Service Organization, and we partner with credit unions to help them help their members go from clicking a link saying, I need financial help, i.e. a loan, to actual money in their account in under 60 seconds without the use of credit score and credit report. So we have a patented relational underwriting algorithm that allows credit unions to say yes to the members they're currently declining, to be able to do immigrant lending, and to be able to give their membership an amazing experience by going from I need help to I've got money in under 60 seconds. And so that is the kind of legacy where we can pull people out of predatory lending and put them into the safety of their financial institution. That's the legacy I want to be known for.
Well, that certainly does make sense. So in under 60 seconds, no credit score, no credit report. Is it just randomly it says yes or no? Seth.
Yeah, it's pure magic, George. No, you know, one of the unique things that QCash, we've been around for quite a while. We've done almost 900,000 loans with our partners. Oh. We are helping over 22,000 families a month stay out of predatory lending. And the way we do it is what we call relational underwriting. Relational underwriting, if you think about the banking and credit union industry 25 years ago, when you applied for a loan, it wasn't your status or things like that. The people at the branch knew you, right? There was no digital banking. You didn't have apps. So you walked in, they would look at you and go, hey, George. And you'd say, hey, I need a loan. And they would go, well, we know you. We know you're responsible. We know this is your community. You're probably going to pay the loan back. And they would give you a loan based on their relationship with you. What I do now is I look at that relationship from a digital perspective. So I look at how long have you been a member of the credit union? I look at things like, you know, do you have any warning codes, delinquencies, charge-offs, bankruptcies? I look at your deposit history and I look at other things like what other products at the credit union are you using? And when you bring all that together in a data science type environment, it's amazing what we can, we actually know you better digitally than the credit union ever did when you walked in that branch 25 years ago.
Well, that makes a ton of sense. So predatory lending, can you tell me a little bit more about what you mean by that?
Sure, absolutely. So predatory lending are things like payday lenders, where in the great state of Texas, they can charge you interest rates over 660%. On top of fees, predatory lending are things like rent to own. Predatory lending are title pawn shops. Anything that takes advantage of a person to get them to pay exorbitantly above market rates. And so what we believe is nobody should have to go through that. And that's why we call our loans life event loans. We understand, and the Financial Health Network tells us, that 40% of Americans would struggle to handle an unexpected $400 expense. And then payment.com tells us 61% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, irregardless of your socioeconomic status. And so you combine those two things together, and it's not a matter of if you're going to get that $400 unexpected expense, but when. And when it happens, where are you going to turn? Well, if your financial institution, i.e. your credit union, doesn't offer this kind of solution for you, your only other option is predatory lending or not deal with the life event. So your car breaks down and you need to get to work the next day. What are you supposed to do? Your refrigerator breaks down and you need to feed your kids. What are you supposed to do? You get an electric bill that's bigger than you expected and you don't have the funds. What are you supposed to do? Right? So we want those people to come back into the safety of their credit union and not get into the destructive cycle of predatory lending.
Well, that makes a ton of sense. So how does QCash actually work? I understand they probably fill out something online and get the decision within 60 seconds.
Yeah. So the unique thing about QCash is we deeply integrate with the credit union, what's called their core or their brains. And so what happens is you'll log into the credit union's digital banking, whether it's on a website or a mobile app. And then what you'll do is you'll click a link just like any other link for a loan. And the biggest difference with the QCash link is we're going to take you into a path where we already, because we're connected to the credit union, everything I need to underwrite your loan, I can get directly from that credit union core or those brains. So there is no application to fill out. We authenticate you for fraud prevention, and then you acknowledge the loan term. So one of the things, again, being part of the credit union industry, it's super important that there's complete transparency and no surprises in these loans. And so you're acknowledging these loan terms. Everything is done digitally. Think e-consents. And then at the end of the transaction, you're given a Truth in Lending Act disclosure, which is required by the government so that you know exactly what you're signing up for. And when you click accept, I then immediately transfer money from the credit union to the person. And where that's super helpful for members is credit union members are getting the help they need, whether it's broken down on the side of the road in the middle of a rainstorm and the tow truck's waiting there to tow them. Under 60 seconds, you have those funds. But the other thing is for the credit union themselves. My loans require no interaction with loan personnel. So mine are completely hands-off, which allows their staff to work on higher value items for the credit union. So it's a win-win for the member and the credit union.
Yeah, it sounds like it. What are the loan amounts, if you could share that?
Absolutely. So if you're a federal credit union, there's actually government regulations called PAL. PAL 2 guidelines say that federal credit unions, if you're above an 18% interest rate, then the most you can loan out is $2,000. A person can only have one loan out at a time. Some states do have independent regulations, but the majority of the states will typically go up to about $4,000 in loans. And, you know, remember, we offer three different loan products to our credit union members. We talked about the life event loan, right? That's typically around a $2,000 loan, and interest rates can vary. I have them as low as 4.5% because the credit union sets them, not me. And as high as 28%, which is the PAL 2 guideline. But what we found is credit unions were really good at calendar-based loans. So summer vacation loan, fall holiday loan. But if you don't have a qualifying credit score, then you probably don't need to apply because there's really nothing for you. So we built out a specialty loan program to allow credit unions to give loans like summer vacation loan, fall back to school loan, winter holiday loan, spring tax day loan, and actually help these members. Just because you don't have a qualifying credit score doesn't mean you don't have the same needs as everybody else, right? And so that one is really important to us. And now we're able to help members seasonally. But the one that I think is having the biggest impact is what we call our financial first responder loan. And that is a loan that we build out for the credit union at the implementation process, but it's not live. And then as soon as there's a disaster or an event that happens in their community, within 15 minutes, they can have a loan live ready to help their members. A great example is Hurricane Ian in Florida. We had credit unions that were able to go live with a hurricane relief loan in minutes, what used to take weeks. So while the hurricane is still battering the state, they've got loans to help their members get out of town, pay for repairs, buy food, buy gas, do what they need to do. And the credit union controls the underwriting. Credit union controls the payback periods. Credit union controls the loan amounts. So they're in complete control. But imagine whether it's a government shutdown, a major employer layoff like we're seeing right now, or a tornado or a hurricane, those types of things. But the credit union actually able within minutes to have something live to help their members. Super exciting for us for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So when the money goes into the member's account for the loan, whose money is it? Is that coming from the credit union? Is that coming from you?
No, it actually comes from the credit union, right? So all we are, we're a technology platform that facilitates the loan. The credit union owns the loan and services the loan because it's their member. And that member finds community at that credit union. And so we want the credit union to be the one to process and service that loan because they're the ones that have the relationship with the member. And that's what relationships are all about.
For sure. So it seems like a bit of a no-brainer, but how is it, when you're talking to a prospective credit union to implement QCash, is it like, yeah, let's totally move forward? What are the objections that you get?
So, I mean, we do have a lot of credit unions. We're in almost 100 credit unions now that just got it and got it really quickly. And they're like, yes, this is something we need for our members. The objections, though, are pretty simple. The first objection we typically get are, what do you mean you don't use credit score? Like every loan we give uses credit score. Our policies require us to use credit score. It was almost as if I'm an alien asking them to give a loan that doesn't use credit score. And so having to walk them through the data that we have that shows it's a very safe and responsible way to give their members loans, but drive financial inclusion, make a difference in the community. Right? The credit union mission is people helping people, right? Sometimes that isn't a profitable endeavor, but in this case, it actually can be. And we want those credit unions to embrace that mission. Some of the other things we hear, for example, is, well, we already have a product, and then they'll go on to brag about the product on how, you know, they'll do this special loan twice a year and members are lined up out the door waiting hours in line to get this loan. Look at how successful it is. And myself, coming from big tech, where I led product at Amazon and Microsoft, I look at that and go, that's a horrible user experience. Why would you want your members to wait in line for hours? Like, I don't call that successful. I call that you need help. And oh, by the way, we can digitize it and they can do it from their sofa. They can do it from their car. They can do it from wherever they're at. In fact, I got a call from one of our CEOs, Amanda Habansky from People's Advantage Credit Union. And she called me excited because for the first time in the credit union's history, they gave loans on Thanksgiving Day. Credit unions closed on Thanksgiving Day. You normally would never get a loan. They brought on QCash to help their members. And on Thanksgiving Day, for the first time ever, they gave loans. Like that's the exciting part for me. So, you know, we do hear objections. And, you know, we also hear things like, well, you know, we live in a higher class area. Our members don't need these kinds of loans. Data and statistics will tell you something very different, right? It really doesn't matter if you're making $30,000 or $300,000. Most people live paycheck to paycheck.
Yep, that is the truth. And it doesn't surprise me that people do say that. I think that is really, really an easy thing to sort of misunderstand, is that it's not about your socioeconomic level. People that make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year are flat broken in credit card debt and don't have a lot of cash. So,
absolutely.
So how do y'all make money?
So we charge a funded loan fee. So every time a credit union physically funds the loan, we get a flat fee. So it doesn't matter if it's a $500 loan or a $4,000 loan. They make more money on the $4,000 loans, but they still make money on the $500 loans. And we only do it for funded loans. So if a member gets declined, then the credit union doesn't pay us that fee. If the member gets approved but abandons the process before funding, we don't get paid. We call it success-based metrics, meaning we only get paid and we only do well when the credit union does well. And that's really important to us. And what we did is we did some research with our credit unions that had manual programs. And when they looked at every hand that had to touch the loan and actually looked at their internal costs, it was between $120 and $170 for them to process loans internally. When I digitize it, I can do that for them for 1/10 of that cost.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. At the top, you mentioned that you have a certain skill set that you've been given. What is that?
So, you know, for me, that's a funny question. I am able to look at what I would call a business problem, and with a deep technology background, right, understand how we can use technology to solve the root of the problem, not the symptom. So when I build technology products, it's not designed to be a Band-Aid. because you cut your finger. It's designed to fix the hand and the knife that cut your finger, right? And so, you know, that's where I think my special skill set is. And then if you ask my team, they would tell you it's a blessing and a curse, but I'm able to look at a spreadsheet with a million cells of data in it and in under 30 seconds find the error. And so they absolutely hate that. But they're appreciative that their spreadsheets don't have errors in them. So from that perspective, you know, for me, it's really about how can we take real business problems and not just create something that fixes it, but create something that solves it.
Oh, I love it. Well, Seth, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about QCash? And for credit unions who are listening, what is the onboarding process like?
Yep. So to reach out to QCash, just go to QCashFinancial.com. You will see a contact us page and you can fill out our form. And one of my amazing sales team will be reaching back out to you. But for credit unions, it's about a 16-week implementation process. And it's actually a really light lift, but we do 16 weeks so that they don't feel overwhelmed by the process. It's just a couple hours each week. And then we've already done the heavy IT work. We're already integrated with your core. We've already integrated with your digital banking provider. So it's really about helping us understand how you're set up, mapping the variables to your specific instance, and then making sure that you participate in testing that you agree at work. So it's a very light lift for our credit unions. And that's why our credit unions are finding so much success. But yeah, at the end of the day, QCashFinancial.com, and we will be able to help.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Seth your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to the letter Q, C-A-S-H, financial. So QCashFinancial.com, and check out everything we've been talking about. Fill out the form for somebody to get in touch with you. And if you are a credit union, it sounds like Seth has, and QCash is a very well thought out and easy to follow process for getting it implemented so you can better serve your members. Thanks again, Seth.
Thanks, George. I appreciate it.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.